This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Supercat versus the Pesky Pirate by Gene Willis, read by Paul Panting. Chapter 1. Roll up, roll up.
Who wants to go to the fun fair today? Said Mrs. Jones.
Supercat's paw shot up in the air. He'd read about the fair in the leaflet that had dropped through the letterbox that morning. It promised to be out of this world.
Me!
He said, forgetting to behave like the fat, ordinary cat he used to be before he developed superpowers. James's little sister Mimi gawped at him in amazement.
Tiger spoke, she gasped. He said, me.
James glared at her.
No, he didn't. He was halfway through a meow and you interrupted him.
It wasn't the first time Mimi had suspected that their pet Tabby had hidden talents. Since the day Tiger had licked a toxic sock he'd found under James's bed, he had been blessed with superpowers, just like Tiger Man, the superhero in James's favourite comic book. Keen to keep Supercat's secret from his family, James quickly changed the subject. He grabbed the leaflet from his mum. I'm ready to...